So hi, live here in Aggie Newsroom from Aggie Radio, and we have, well, I've heard a lot of pronunciations around today.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard
Madu,
Mado, Madon't.
Madon't, dang.
Ouch. I don't know if that's sassy.
That's still a little sassy.
Mido. Mido.
Yeah, that one's definitely wrong.
Madon.
I've heard Mado, is that right?
We will accept that one,
or
we say Mido.
Mido.
We don't really throw as much heavy emphasis on the
Mido. Okay.
on one syllable versus another.
I like the name. Now, I do have to ask, where did that unique name come from?
So it's a combination, basically, of two different halves.
Mm-hmm.
So two separate words, mid as in middle,
mm-hmm.
O as in the French word for water.
I like water.
So it's loosely translating to middle of the water.
Hey, that's good. I like water.
Hey, why not?
Yeah. You know, you guys, you're up and coming. You're from Utah.
Uh-huh.
How does it feel to be, I feel like there's a growing music scene in Utah. How is it to feel to be part of that?
Oh, it's great. No, that's really been exciting. One of the most fun parts of this whole thing is seeing how much other bands support each other. Like Moth in the Flame is wearing a Parlor Hawk t-shirt while they're playing, and Spencer's wearing a Polytype t-shirt, and everybody supports each other, and that's been, it makes such a big difference to mm-hmm. have other band friends that are kind of going through a similar experience, and kind of rely on each other.
You guys, I'm not going to say competing, but there is a bit of competition. You can still support each other.
Well, but I think that's what has been nice is that I think people are kind of getting over the. It's a big world.
Yeah.
Like, there's room for a lot of different styles and a lot of different acts, and people always need more music. There's so many bands. It doesn't really make sense for us to compete against each other. It's who wants to be the big fish in the small pond. It'd be better if we just.
Especially
made the pond bigger, you know?
Yeah, in this digital age, I feel like it just has opened up so many doors.
So that's
places.
That's what's been really nice is how not competitive people are with each other. It's just we all play music and we all respect each other, and it's.
Now, I heard you're from Logan, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Logan.
It's the best. Definitely.
It is the best.
Definitely.
It is a lovely place.
I like it. I've been visiting here my whole life. I live here now.
He was actually a former student of USU. We were talking out in the hall, and also an Aggie Radio DJ, right?
Yeah, I did that for a semester.
How did you like it? What was your show? What did you?
It was so early in the. It was right at the beginning of Aggie Radio that I don't even think people had super themed shows.
Just kind of like everything you liked.
It was just you just did whatever you wanted, and so I think it was a little more unofficial maybe than it is at this very moment, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And how did you guys, end up forming a band? I mean, was it just one day you ran into each other, or was there more to it?
Hey, you!
Kind of like that, actually. I mean, we'd been friends connected through other musician friends of ours. Libby produced a record with the lead singer of a band called Fictionist that I used to play with, and so I, kind of met Libby through that originally, and after a couple of years, we had played some shows together, separate bands, and
the first time we ever sang together was up in the auditorium up here in the TSC.
That's true.
We
have a lot of roots.
So this
here
is a reunion show.
Yeah, I had a CD release up there while I was a student, and
he sang
a cover with me. Yeah,
it's pretty.
It's like, I need somebody to sing this song with me. That's Spencer.
I'm gonna say I'd say you guys are the most famous Logan themed band.
Dang, Logan themed band.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably more. There's
you think
totally
the Beatles
more
from here.
No.
They actually were all born here and moved to England.
The whole British thing's a farce.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, no, that's the other. There's so many people that have been in other bands, and you just. That's the nice thing about the friendliness of the music scene too, is that you never know who you're going to end up playing with at any point.
So what's next for Mado? You've got your EP out right now.
Yeah,
right.
So that's up on iTunes and Spotify and such.
And we love your music. I mean,
thanks.
Out of all the bands, you're our favorite.
Really,
tonight.
You're our favorite
shucks,
act tonight.
You guys just are flattering us because we're here and they're not.
No,
we had them.
We told them our favorite band.
Yeah, we're like,
oh, man.
You guys are garbage now.
You guys are garbage.
That was a great night.
No, yeah, we were very impressed with the lineup that you guys put together.
Yes, definitely. The turnout was great.
It was a fun one for us to play. Yeah.
So what's next? Are you going to be playing more shows here in Utah?
Yeah, so we're embarking. This was our first of 6 shows this week.
Oh, wow.
So we're playing most every night and going on a little tour supporting Katie Herzig, who's a great artist. She's got quite the following, so she's great, and we're playing a little Western Midwest tour this week with her. So that's in the very near term.
And like, if someone was interested, like, oh, when did they come into my area? Where could they find this out?
So just on our website, we have show dates listed there, but it's middomusic.com.
Well, hey, definitely. Well, it's been great talking to you. Is there anything else you feel we should know about you guys, or anything the audience should take away?
Just how much it means when people take the time to search us out and find us on Facebook and send us a note. I mean, we see that. You know, we're not so huge right now that we don't see that the stuff makes a difference.
Yeah, every little thing
to
is
to see people follow,
just
to
encouraging.
See people comment. I mean, it's really encouraging to us. You know,
well, we like it.
Yeah. And I think it's a cool opportunity too, because if people reach out to you now, they can say, "I knew them when." You know, you guys. I really think you're going somewhere.
Pull like the ultimate like. Music. Oh, I knew them before they were cool. So.
Yeah. Tell your kids and they won't believe you.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, do it for the grandkids then.
Yeah, they'll be like, "You're lying, Grandpa." You're like, "I never loved you," and just kick them in a way.
And then everything digresses. Really
Well, hey, definitely. Well, hey, thanks for being on. And you want to give us a tagline like, "This is Mado on Aggie Newsroom, on Aggie Radio," or something like that?
Yep. Totally. Okay.
I'll do the first half and you'll do the second.
Okay.
Cool. I'll say, "This is Mado." This is Mado.
And you're listening to Aggie Radio.
Okay, well, hey, thank
you so
much.
Is that right,
or
did you want it to be Newsroom?
No, that's Word. That's good.
That works.
We're going to play one of your songs out, and...
Thank you for that.
Bam.
Yeah, no problem. Probably the most famous is Way With Words. Here we go. Catching cold and getting quiet.
Okay, so that was Meadow.
They want us to pronounce it.
It sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah, Meadow.
Which is good in our book.
Yep. So, yeah, check out Meadow on iTunes and Spotify. They're great. We love them. And former Aggie Radio DJs. But yeah. Now that concludes our series of mini-casts with the bands that played Logan City Limits.
So we hope you enjoy these three extra-sodes, as we call them.
Yep. We'll be back on Thursday with Aggie Newsroom, and we'll be back with Rachel as well. But right now, we'll let you go by saying, stay pretty, Salt Lake City.
And
Logan City. And every city in between.
Even Ogden?
Not Ogden.
Okay. And I just say, you know, put an egg on it. Anyway, that's it for Aggie Newsroom here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students.
Oh, yeah.